Cedar Ridge Red Wolves marching band on the field. A number of players being honored tonight at Cedar Ridge. But a jarring statistic up on the board, 48-21 in favor of the Northwood Chargers, as Bill Hall's unit has come in here running on all eight cylinders and has done an outstanding job of putting points on the board. Once again, 48-21 at the half. You know, the statistics really don't tell the story, because the Chargers' offensive unit has really been, you know, outstanding. Ty Penix has had just a terrific a run of play so far tonight after a really very disappointing performance against Orange last week. Penix is 16 of 26 for 211 yards in this first half, and has been able to find with regularity his favorite target, Jalen Smith. Smith has caught 9 balls for 120 yards, 2 touchdowns, including a 50-yard bomb. When they've had to go on the ground, it's been Montel Goods taking over for Kadarius Roan. And Kadarius Roan with a knee injury that's kind of bothered him all season. And Bill Hall deciding to rest him for this game against the Red Wolves. Montel Goods has acquitted himself nicely. 15 carries, 133 yards, averaging almost 9 yards a carry. He had a 57-yard run that didn't hurt that average. And, of course, has gone over from inside the 5-yard line twice for 2 touchdowns. Penix himself, 3 carries for 16 yards, including a 23-yard ramble on 4th and 8 to keep a drive alive, which eventually 2 carries later for Montel Goods led to another score. But this offensive unit for Cedar Ridge has really just shot themselves in the foot a number of times. 3 penalties for 24 yards, but it has been in key opportunities. Peyton Pappas takes a 19-yard sack on 2nd down that, in essence, crushed their 3rd down opportunity and put the Red Wolves way back in their own territory when they were attempting to rally. But the big key has been 4 turnovers. Julius Walton has fumbled the ball 3 times, twice in the backfield, once on the opening kickoff, and has lost all 3. Peyton Pappas has really had a nice game at quarterback. He's 10 of 16 for 177 yards, but he has been intercepted 1 time. Jared Worley got him on a little touch pass that was intended for Robinson, and just a little too much touch, not enough dart to it. Worley stepped in front and was able to pick that one off. The Chargers unable to turn that into a score as the defensive unit of the Red Wolves held. But the Chargers putting 21 on the board in the first quarter, 27 on the board in the second quarter, 3 touchdowns, or rather, 3 touchdowns and 2 field goals. The 2 field goals, courtesy of Jonathan Pena, who has taken over the kicking duties from Anthony Castro and has done an outstanding job tonight. But this offensive unit for Cedar Ridge, when they have been able to run the ball, when they've been able to establish a little rhythm and get some momentum, they really have been effective. Peyton Pappas has been able to manage the game when they have not turned the ball over, when they have not been killed by silly penalties. He has been able to manage their first drive after Julius Walton fumbled the opening kickoff. The defense was able to force the Chargers 3 and out. And then he was able to engineer an 8-play, 90-yard drive to tie the score at 7. But really unable to keep that momentum going, as Julius Walton, 7 carries for just 9 yards. Marquez Hunter has a couple of catches for 52 yards, and Walton has a couple of catches for 47 yards. Marquez Hunter with the latest, greatest thrill for the Red Wolves, is the last score was courtesy of a 52-yard hookup to Marquez Hunter as Peyton Pappas found him from midfield and was able to make the score 48-21. For the having some technical difficulties here. You just pause with us for just a moment. So listen to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Take a look at some statistics from today's contest. Again, recap the scoring. It was John Atwater taking advantage of Kenton Edwards' 75-yard return on the opening kickoff. First play from scrimmage, Pinnix hits him with a 15-yard dart, and the Chargers go up 7-0. Two possessions later, on a 90-yard drive in eight plays, Julius Walton goes over from 2 yards. Brandon Ferris adds the kick, and it's 7-7. And you thought, boy, we're in for a good one here. But Ty Pinnix engineers another drive that finishes up with Montel Goods in replace of Kadarius Roan going over from 1 yard. And then on the very next possession, after a quick turnover, the very next possession by the Chargers, Jalen Smith on a slant, a 25-yard touchdown pass from Ty Pinnix. He puts the Chargers up for what would be for good. Second quarter, once again, Montel Goods, 32 yards on his biggest run of the afternoon, or rather of the evening. Cedar Ridge able to answer back with a 52-yard touchdown pass from Peyton Pappas to Marquez Hunter. But then after that, it was all Chargers as Jalen Smith hauls in a 50-yard TD pass from Ty Pinnix. Trent Klein gathers up a fumble recovery and rumbles 36 yards into the end zone as Julius Walton couldn't hang on to another one, his third fumble of the first half. And then, of course, Jonathan Pena tacking on two field goals of 26 yards, 36 and 26, rather, to make the score 48-21. About 5 minutes from the second half kickoff, Matt Paul has joined us, and he will be going down to the field to see if he can get a word with either head coach. We're going to take a two-minute break. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week, where the first half, flashes of brilliance from the Red Wolves, but a lot of head in your hands from Chris Casey as he watched some of the momentum crumble, and the Chargers have taken advantage. Ty Pinnix has been outstanding. 48-21, his Chargers on top. We're only halfway home.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. But what does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall, and PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on national carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin, and we're still here. The last few years have been, shall we say, a challenge, but honestly, this year has been a turnaround, not just for us, but for the real estate market in general. Don't get me wrong, this is still a tough environment for housing.
It is, but our agents really know what they're doing. They have the resources they need, they persevere, and they're not afraid to tell you the truth. Our reputation for having a long-term perspective and a dogged commitment to getting the job done keeps us ranked among the top 20 firms in the Triangle.
And among the very top in Chapel Hill. We often tell you what to do, how we do it, and why you should call us if you need a realtor. We want to introduce you to the rest of Franklin Street Realty.
Go to franklinstreetrealty.com, look for houses, and check out our agents. You'll find former restaurateurs, teachers, counselors, tennis players, even a midwife. You might be surprised at who we are or were.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the goal line this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't fumble with the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get your jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. So come see us in Carver at 309 North Greensboro Street or call us at 919-942-3153. Check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Heels!
Thanks for coming back. An entire second half of football to play here at the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week, 48-21. Paul Connell flying solo in the booth. Matt Paul down on the sidelines. He will hopefully be speaking with Charger head coach Bill Hall. Bill Hall coming in after a disappointing performance of his squad against Orange. Said they had a great week of practice, but he describes his team as the walking wounded. Kadarius Roan out. And they thought they would be missing him tonight. Montel Goods has come in and acquitted himself quite nicely. Montel Goods, 15 carries, a net of 133 yards. He has two touchdowns and on a 57-yard ramble. He's averaged 9 yards a carry. He's really done a very, very nice job in the backfield. Ty Pinnix has been outstanding. Under center from out of the shot or under the center or out of the shotgun. He's done a nice job of the play action. 16 of 26 for 211 yards. And he has found receivers for three touchdowns, including a long to Jalen Smith down the middle of the field of 50 yards. He has thrown to seven different receivers. And, again, Jalen Smith with the gaudy nine catches for 120 yards and two touchdowns, including that 50-yard bomb. That was an absolute backbreaker for the Red Wolves. But Chris Casey's Red Wolves, they come in undeterred, 48-21. Every time this has looked like a blowout, they've been able to mount a little bit of a comeback to keep this crowd in their seats, to keep everybody from heading toward the exits. And the turnovers and the penalties, three fumbles lost, and the penalties and the poor play in the clutch has really cost this Red Wolves team where they can't afford to be caught. The Chargers team is not one that you can give up. Is not one that you can give up and give extra opportunities to. Matt Paul is down on the sideline. He has head coach Bill Hall from the Northwood Chargers. Matt?
Okay, Coach Hall, 48 points in the first half. Did you still play as well as you can play? You happy with that first half?
We didn't play very well at all, to be quite honest with you. We had way too many drop balls. We let Pappas run around back there 10 or 15 seconds at a time. Nobody can cover like that. We got to do a better job containing Pappas. And we got to make plays in our secondary. I mean, yeah. I know he ran around for 10 or 15 seconds at times, but we still have to make plays. We got to attempt to make plays in our secondary. So, yeah, we got to get better. We'll keep working to get better.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Well, he's got to run back to his team. We understand that. So back upstairs to you, Paul.
Thank you, Matt. Coach Bill Hall for the Northwood Chargers. Chris Casey leading his team back onto the field. They will resume hostilities here in about a minute and a half. We're going to take a quick 60-second break to listen to the WCHL High School Football Week. Back with the second half in just 1 minute. Chargers up 48-21 on the homestanding Red Wolves.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Welcome back to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Matt Paul is down on the sidelines speaking with head coach Chris Casey. And the clock is going to run out as Chris Casey on the sideline, Matt Paul. Having a little trouble getting a hold of Matt Paul. We will be to him as quickly as we can as these teams get ready.
Okay. All right, here with Coach Casey, Cedar Ridge. You guys, you ignore your record. You ignore the score. You just keep playing. Do you think that's a testament to your team so far?
It is. Our guys haven't given up all year. We keep coming back. We keep playing.
Echo.
Like I said, we're just kind of thin in numbers, and you're starting to see it where they're spreading us out. We got a lot of our skill guys going both ways. We're starting to get a little tired. We made some mental mistakes. We're fumbling the ball, dropping the ball. You just talked about we got to make some adjustments at halftime. We got to keep fighting. We got to keep working hard.
Paul and I are both impressed with the quarterback. Tell me what you think about Jeff Pappas' first half.
He's done a good job. Like I said, he's a sophomore. He's kind of starting, I guess not by default. He was in the competition anyway, but our guy who was starting decided to go somewhere else. And he probably would have beaten him out, but he's a headstrong young man. He's a sophomore. We got, you know, 3 more years with him, so the future looks real bright, so we're excited to have him.
I was thinking to myself, too, it would be nice to see him for 2 more years out here. He's already shown some poise. Thanks a lot for your time, Coach. Back up to you, Paul.
Thank you, Matt Paul. Second half underway. Chris McCoy catches the ball at the 25. We'll run it all the way back to the 45-yard line. Stumbles ahead to the 46. It'll be first and 10. Pappas comes right to the line of scrimmage. No huddle here. Quick handoff goes to Julius Walton. He's stuffed at the line of scrimmage. He will pick up nothing. Brings up second down and 10. So the ball sitting now at the 46-yard line. Pappas right back to the line of scrimmage. No huddle. Red Wolves wasting no time. 11:20. Third quarter just starting. Out of the shotgun. Roll in big trouble. He's going to roll to his right. Now he's got a little wall of blockers. Lofts a pass down the right sideline. Complete! Finds his target, Marquez Hunter. Marquez Hunter with another outstanding catch as Hunter gets loose in that secondary. And, you know, that is exactly what Bill Hall was talking about. He was saying, we absolutely cannot allow Peyton Pappas to get loose in that backfield. Nobody can cover these receivers for that long. They're just letting him get loose in the backfield, and it's just tough to cover any receiver for 6 or 7 seconds. 11:10 remaining to play here in the third quarter. Ball sitting on the 33-yard line. Pappas going up top again. He's got Chris McCoy single covered, and boy, there was a lot of hand fighting going on down there. And with a whole handful of jersey was Darius Horton. Horton was flat out beat. He reached out and did some hand fighting there with Chris McCoy. And I think Chris McCoy is going to have a little something to say to the referee. And, you know, or maybe tell Chris Casey, geez, coach, you need to advocate on my behalf here because a lot of hand holding going on down there as Darius Horton may have gotten away with one inside the five. You may see Peyton Pappas go right back to this one. Is Darius Horton going to go one-on-one with Chris McCoy? Out of the pistol. Single setback, Julius Walton. Whoop, hard count. The only person that's drawn offside will be a Red Wolf. The league of procedure. It'll go against the Red Wolves. As jumping off sides. Looked like Ben Rice jumped offside there. We have not heard Ben Rice called all night. Here's Pappas. Now second down and 15. 11:03 remaining to play. Backs up out of the shotgun. Under pressure. Steps to his right. Throws across the middle. And this will be another incompletion. This one intended for Marquez Hunter again. And just coming right over his back was Darius Cole. Ran right through the receiver and knocked the ball down. No flag on the play. Marquez Hunter gets up and goes, what do I have to do? 10:56 remaining to play in the third. Now brings up third and long. A little jawing going on now on the sidelines. Coach is working the officials. Fake the inside handoff to McCoy. Oh, Pappas in big trouble. He's going to go down. Only go to the well so many times as Brad Koenig, or rather Brady Koenig, finally able to get Pappas. He's going to drop him for another 10 yards. And he'll make it fourth down and 25. Pappas is coming off the field. Brandon Ferris is coming on to punt. But, you know, you really have to think of your Chris Casey. It's midfield. Penix has been starting this offense with better field position than this. Why not give it a shot? But he doesn't. Ferris will punt this one away. Bounce at the 25. Friendly bounce. 20. 15. Down to the 13-yard line. Nice little bounce from Ferris. Brandon Ferris able to pin the Chargers inside their own 15 as Ty Penix comes out. And after an outstanding first half, we'll see if he can continue that streak in the second half. 10 minutes remaining to play here in the third quarter. 48-21 in favor of the Chargers. Penix, first and 10. He's got Smith and Robertson to his left. Handoff goes Montel Goods. Goods shaking the rust off after resting that first half, or at the halftime, his first carry of the second half. He'll be dropped for a 2-yard loss as Dante Scott was able to get back there, stop him, along with a little help from Ben Rice. Second down and 12, 9:40 remaining to play in the third quarter. 48-21 in favor of the Chargers. Red Wolves looked like they were really going to make a game of it in the first quarter. Second quarter was all Penix. Penix with a dart across the middle. This one complete to Ima Udo. Fourth time that Penix has found Udo. It's the second time Udo has been able to come up with a reception. He took a hard hit. Really hard hit from Dante Scott there. As anybody that comes across the middle against the Red Wolves, they take their life in their own hands. Six in the box. They pull back the blitz. Little button hook from Kenton Edwards at the 30-yard line. Catches the ball, and he's wrapped up by Ben Rice. Rice and Scott once again making the tackle. Caught the ball at the 30. Tried to escape Rice and Scott. Ended up losing two more. Make it second down and 9 from the 28. Out of the pistol. Handoff goes straight ahead. Montel Goods. Goods gets to the 30-yard line. And once again, Ben Rice, we were just saying that we hadn't heard much from him all day. Rice comes up from his linebacker spot, reads that play perfectly. They put a spy on Penix and Goods, and it's Ben Rice. He aggressively pursues up the middle, and after only a gain of 3, Rice puts Montel Goods on his back. Third down, 6.5. Here's the blitz outside. Penix escapes, rolls to his left, almost picked off. Pass is complete on the tip drill to Robertson. But, oh my goodness, nearly picked off for 6. Out there to make the play and timing it perfectly was Harvin Allison. Harvin Allison had two hands on that ball and was headed for a pick six, and it just slid through his hands. Outstanding job of keeping concentration by Spencer Roberson. And Roberson makes the catch for the first down, adding insult to injury. 8 yards, ball's at the 40. From out of the shotgun, two-step drop, and a quick dart. Man across the middle is Jalen Smith. Smith has this one skipped through his fingertips. And I tell you, he may have had some alligator arms there because he's seen three receivers get cut in half running that pattern. He wasn't all that anxious to pull that one in. That one skips through his fingers and brings up now second and 10 from the 40. Ty Penix all alone in the backfield. Two to the left, the short side. Three to the right. He'll throw to the inside man. And the pass is complete. This one complete for 9 yards. The receiver is Montel Goods. Goods has done a real nice job coming out of the slot. Out of the slot and out of the backfield. He is running Kadarius Roan's position to perfection. Roan on the sidelines with a knee that has bothered him all season. They finally decided to rest him against the Red Wolves. Chargers have come out, been very deliberate on offense here in the third quarter. Bill Renner calling the plays and taking the time now. Has a 27-point advantage. And with 8 minutes remaining to play here in the third, clock continuing to run here as the officials trying to figure out where to spot this ball now. Players shuffling in and off of the Chargers as the officials still huddling. I really thought the shutdown had taken Congress out of session. And they will mark it just shy of the 50-yard line, and it will be third down and literally inches. May have to go to the metric for this one. Third down in centimeters. With a back like Montel Goods in the backfield. This should not be a problem. He's been averaging 9 a carry. Of course, a 50-yard run doesn't, a 57-yard run doesn't hurt your average. But he's had himself quite a first half. Here's what Bill Renner, the offensive coordinator for the Chargers, is very dangerous. Going to be third down and literally inches. With a 27-point lead and 7 players in the box, might think he'd take a shot at it, but nope, he'll go straight ahead. Montel Goods crossed the 50 to the 49. Now the 48 is going to gain 2 yards, easily get the first down, which almost expected Renner. Maybe throw a flea flicker at you there. Fake the draw, pop it back to Penix. Let Jalen Smith take off on the sideline, hit him in stride. Absolutely put this one away. Montel Goods now will come out into the slot as on first and 10 from the Red Bulls 48. Ty Penix, long count, 3 to his left, looks at Udo, but gets Jalen Smith cutting across the middle at the 45. Smith, 45, straight arm at the 44, and then coming up from the safety position, Marquez Hunter. Correction, Chris McCoy comes up from the defensive back position and just puts an absolute hat on Jalen Smith. These receivers from the Chargers, they may be having a good game. That's Jalen Smith's 10th catch of the game. But they are remembering every single catch because they're paying for it. Jalen Smith takes another hard hit there as Chris McCoy has tattooed him 3 times this evening. Penix all alone in the backfield. Here comes the blitz right up the middle. He's in a little trouble. He throws quickly to the right side. Ima Udo is there. This one will be complete for 5 yards. It's going to be close to a first down as the chains will not move until the referee has a chance to eye this one up. Ball was placed at the 45, 6-yard gain, up to the 39, and indeed the chains will move as Udo, with a nice sliding catch, first down, and the clock will run. 6:38 and running here in the third quarter. This quarter going quicker than either of the first two frames. 48-21, Penix, handoff, bouncing to the left is Montel Goods after the middle was shut down. Leading the block there was Jonathan Welch as Montel Goods got behind the 6'2", 256-pound sophomore. And then he was tripped up by Dante Scott. and only was able to manage a gain of 1 yard. Brings up second down and 9. Now back to the pistol. Penix with Montel Goods, a single setback. Straight drop out of the shotgun. Has a man wide, right side. Lays out over the shoulder. Outstanding catch inside the 5 yard line by Jacob Fowler. Fowler has his number called for the first time. And it is a 32-yard reception from out of the shotgun. Ty Penix takes two steps, pumps once, and then launches a 32-yard strike to Jacob Fowler. Fowler lays out and catches it over the shoulder. He was well covered, but Penix put it right on the money. First and goal from the 2. Handoff. Montel Goods. Touchdown number 3 for Montel Goods as he goes in from 2 yards out. And the Chargers have broached the 50 mark. There's an injured player down on the field after Montel Goods goes over from 2 yards to make the score 54-21. With 5:42 remaining to play here in the third quarter, we're going to take an injury timeout. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. We're going to take a 60-second break in station identification. Chargers up 54-21 with the extra point still to come.
Need health insurance for yourself or your family? UNC Family Medicine wants to help you understand your options. Attend a free community education session about access to health insurance under the new Affordable Care Act. Join us on Tuesday, October 8th at 6:30 p.m. at the Family Medicine Center located at 590 Manning Drive on the corner of Manning and 15501. You may even qualify for free or subsidized health insurance. Visit uncfmc.org for more information.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has 4 commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers. Good to go.
You're listening to High School Football on 97.9 FM WCHL. Follow your area teams all season long on your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Welcome back to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Paul Connell up at the box. Matt Paul roaming the sidelines. Has been able to talk to head coach Bill Hall from the Northwood Chargers. Bill Hall, okay with his team's performance in the first half. Not overwhelmed by the score on the board as well he should be. More disappointed in his defense's lack of containment on Peyton Pappas, who is... been sacked a couple of times, but he has really been able to run rampant and break out of containment and throw a couple of nice balls to his receivers as Jonathan Pena adds the extra point. It is up and it is good. It was tipped just as it got across the line of scrimmage. It looked like Ben Rice was able to once again break in there and get a paw up, just catch the bottom of that ball. He just added more height to it. Took a little steam off it. Makes the score now 55-21. WCHL Championship Sports. Some breaking news. Head coach Todd Morgan, of the and athletic director Todd Morgan of Chapel Hill High School, of course, has taken a new job. We wish Todd Morgan the best of luck. He moves to his new position, closer to the coast. Outstanding athletic director, and he'll do a terrific job in Pikeville. Layson Perkins, his longtime assistant at Chapel Hill High School, has been named interim head basketball coach of the Chargers. Talk about taking over an 8-cylinder program. Todd Morgan has done such a fantastic job of molding that program, and Layson Perkins will do an outstanding job of keeping that program intact and rolling. Here's a little pooch kick taken by Jonathan Hall at the 32-yard line for the Red Wolves. And Peyton Pappas will come out first and 10 from his own 32 and see if he can put a dent in this 55-21 margin held now by the Chargers. Once again, congratulations to Lace Perkins, and we look forward to talking to Coach Perkins as WCHL continues its coverage of Orange County sports, Durham County sports, Chatham County sports. Want to know what's going on with the area teams? Tune into WCHL Championship Sports. Broken play. Pappas in the backfield all by himself. Fake the inside handoff that time. As Matt Murty thought he was going to get an inside handoff, kind of an inside reverse. Pappas pulled it out of his gut and then realized he had nobody with white shirts coming at him. He will lose three. Now second down and 13. 5:18 remaining to play here in the third quarter. 55-21. Favor of the Chargers. Put 48 on the board in the first half and have added another touchdown the onset of the second half. Here's Julius Walton. He's had some trouble holding on to the ball today. Not this time. As Walton, that's just an angry run up the left side, finds the sideline and pushes up for another 5 yards. He'll bring the ball to the 38-yard line. And brings up third down and 5, a gain of 9. We'll call it a gain of 8 on second down for Julius Walton. Brings up third down and 5 now. 4:35 and ticking. Here comes the blitz. Look out, Peyton. Throws the slant pattern, had a man, and could not hold on to it. Goodness gracious. Wide open in single coverage. That looked like Jonathan Hall. Hall's had himself a rough day, but he was long, lean, and open on that slant pattern. Third and 5, and he had lots of running room and a one man to beat, and he just didn't hold on to the ball. Brandon Ferris back to kick it away. Zone 27. Stutter step, and then puts this one high. They get a big bounce at the 39-yard line. Brandon Ferris is really, he's gotten some roll and some kick to these punts today that have worked to the Red Wolves' advantage. Instead of the ball being at the 40-yard line, this one will be at the 25-yard line where the Chargers of Northwood will take control once again. WCHL High School Football Game of the Week started out looking like a dandy, and then the horsepower of these Chargers simply too much for this Red Wolves team. Hand off right side, Montel Goods hit, puts the ball on the floor. Red Wolves think they have it. And they do not. Falling on the ball after the initial opportunity to recover by the Red Wolves was Jack Dalton. Dalton threw all 236 pounds on that one. And a fumble gets recovered by the Chargers after a gain of 8. Brings up second down and 2. Ooh, dangerous. Second and short. Penix in trouble. Lost one. Right side. Incomplete. Nearly picked off once again. Well, and that was kind of an immature play by Penix there as he threw one up for John Atwater. Atwater coming back to the ball, but there were a lot of gray jerseys over there. And you knew Marquez Hunter was somewhere in the area with designs on bringing that one back 37 yards for a touchdown. 55-21, 3:38 remaining to play. Clock stops with the incomplete pass. It'll be third down and 2. Ty Penix in the backfield. And the pistol. Single set back to his right, Montel Goods. Two receivers left, two right. Checks off the screen. It'll throw out into the flat to Jacob Fowler. Fowler made a beautiful 32-yard reception inside the 5, laid out. Caught it over the shoulder to set up the last score, the last 2-yard blast by Montel Goods. But Jacob Fowler gets his second reception of the night. Unfortunately for Jacob, it was such a deep drop by Ty Penix that he cut at the line of scrimmage and was wrapped up immediately. 5 in the box. Here comes the late blitz. Montel Goods skips outside, has a man to beat. blasts his way through Chris McCoy at the 40-yard line and falls ahead for 4.5 more. It'll be third down and 3. Ty Penix saw the blitz coming there. Checked off, went to Montel Goods. Penix getting the call in from the sidelines now. He will go back to the pistol. Montel Goods just to his right. Fakes the handoff to Goods. Throws out into the flat. There's Emo Udo. Udo collects the ball at the 45-yard line of the Red Wolves. And he will add 8 yards after the catch. Folks starting to file out a little bit here at Cedar Ridge. Another first down as the ball rests on the 37-yard line of the Red Wolves. 2:30 remaining to play here in the third quarter. Listen to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week presented by Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, and in Hillsboro, AAI, Nationwide Insurance. Penix, straight drop, 2 more steps, throws to the right side, and looks like John Atwater is out there at the 7. He gets tangled up by Marquez Hunter, but both receiver and defender were looking back at the ball, so when their legs got tangled, although Atwater wanted interference, he does not get it. As again, if you're a defender and you look back for the ball, once the ball's in the air, both defender and receiver have equal opportunity to the ball, but there is a flag in the backfield. It will be a hold in the backfield. You wondered why Ty Penix had so much time, as it looked as though somebody grabbed there. Seems like Dimitri Nobles may have been the guilty party. 10 from the spot, and it was mighty deep. Spot was the 45-yard line. So this will be first down and 27. First down and 27 for Ty Penix. 2:16 remaining to play in the third quarter. Penix in trouble. Steps up. Throws back across his body. This one should have been picked off. Great job by Kenton Edwards to come back and make sure that if he couldn't catch it, Marquez Hunter wasn't going to catch it. Just as Marquez Hunter went up to get it with both hands, Kenton Edwards ripped it away and shuffled it to the ground. And as Ty Penix, an ill-advised throw. Sometimes when Penix has too much time, he overthinks it and tries for the degree of difficulty throw rather than the short dart. Bill Renner going to tell him all about that one in the film session on Monday. But Penix had plenty of time, rolled to his right, and then threw back across the field. That ball was in the air a long, long time. And Marquez Hunter was there to get it. Here's Penix in trouble. Steps up in the pocket. Going to take this one himself across midfield. Going to get back to the 45-yard line of the Red Wolves. It'll be a gain of 10. But still, third down and 18 for the Chargers on the 45. Third and 18. Some wholesale substitutions for this Chargers unit. Great thing about the Northwood is that nobody playing both ways. And that really helps a lot when you're playing a smaller team, 3A or not, you're playing a smaller team like the Red Wolves. 6 or 7 guys going both ways for the Red Wolves and wanting to take advantage of this third and long opportunity and not let it slide by. Chris Casey going to take a timeout. We're going to take it with him. 1:30 remaining to play here in the third quarter. Listen to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. 55-21 your score. Red Wolves trying to bring this drive to a close by the Chargers. It'll be 3rd and 17 from the Red Wolves 45 when we come back.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-333-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Chargers ball, 1:30 remaining to play, 45-yard line of the Red Wolves. We're in the third quarter. Penix all alone in the backfield. He's under pressure. Drops, sets, throws to Robertson. Robertson with the ball at the 40, crosses the 35. Will be tackled at the 32-yard line. It will be 5 yards short of a first down. And the Chargers come to the line at 4th and 5 from the Red Wolves 32. Penix, the punter, as well as the quarterback. You never know what they're going to do. It looks like he's going to say nuts to the punt. We're up 20, 55-21 with under a minute to play. Penix all over the backfield, 3 to the left, 2 to the right. 2 steps from the shotgun. Imo Udo right at the first down marker. They're trying to drag him back. Where will the mark be? They're going to give him forward progress just shy of the 25-yard line, and that's where the ball will sit as Imo Udo. Great job coming back for the ball, back to his quarterback to help him out. Catches it with the hands, tucks it up, and the pass is complete. It will be marked at the 25-yard line. And Udo, a big target out there at 6'1", 191, made the most of his size, shielding the defender for another first down, 1st and 10 at the 25-yard line. Ty Penix in the pistol. Handoff goes to Montel Goods. Starts in the middle, slides left, brought down on the play by Ryan Weeks. Weeks coming up from his defensive back slot to take down Montel Goods. Second down and 7. Goods run for 3 yards. Back to the same set, short side. Trouble. Penix scrambling right, 3 in pursuit, fakes the pass. Still chasing him, gets across the line of scrimmage, and will step out of bounds just as the end of the third quarter comes to bear. Third quarter has expired, 55-21. Chargers still with the ball. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. See if the Chargers can add insult to injury.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Ready to start the final 12-minute stanza here at Cedar Ridge High School, WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. 55-21 in favor of Cedar Ridge. We're going to go down to the sidelines where Matt Paul has a guest.
Okay, I'm here with Dr. John Wheeler, Cedar Ridge's principal. Had the pleasure of working for you a couple years ago as assistant AD. A lot of fun, great facilities. Give me your thoughts on what's going on here. Record's not great, getting some blowout losses, but to go over talk to Coach Casey, positive as heck. What do you think about how the program is evolving?
I certainly think the program is heading the right direction.
Technical difficulties keeping us from speaking to Matt Paul. 3rd and 8 for the offensive unit of the Chargers. Quick screen pass goes to Montel Goods. Goods can find no purchase. Brings up 4th down and 8. And we will see another field goal opportunity for Jonathan Pena. Pena, 5'8", 204-pound senior, has been 2 of 3 on field goals tonight. This one will be from 39 yards. Wow, has the leg. Did it get inside the right upright? You bet it did. Jonathan Pena, his 3rd field goal of the evening. First one was partially blocked, but he has been good from 26, 36, and 39 yards. 11:07, remaining to play here in the game at Cedar Ridge. Scores 58-21. As Jonathan Pena showing why he has taken over kicking duties from Anthony Castro. From the right side, Jonathan Pena bangs home his third field goal of the evening. And in high school football, you really cannot overstate the value of a good place kicker. Most high school teams, your place kicker is good from 30 yards and in. You got to get the ball to the 20 in order to give him a shot. Pena has proved that he can knock it down if placed at the 30. In essence, that's a 40-yard field. That would have been good from about 46. But Bill Renner, along with working with the 5-wide offense, lends a little expertise to kicking and punting as well. Special teams have done a nice job tonight. Anthony Castro to kick off. A little pooch kick to the 35. It's picked up by Julius Walt. Got a little running room. Marcus Hunter got a little running room. Midfield pulled down by his jersey at the 40. Spins ahead to the 47. Marcus Hunter was one step from gone. Had a little bit of sideline. We've seen Marquez Hunter tiptoe down the sidelines a number of times. He has tremendous balance. If you do not get him off his pins early, he will find a seam, and he will go. Turned a pooch kick, which bounced at the 25. With 27-yard return, 28-yard return. Now the ball sits with the Red Wolves, 48-yard line. Peyton Pappas takes it, fakes the option, tucks it under, crosses midfield, and then is drilled. Here's what you got to love about Peyton Pappas. We saw this in the first game. He not staying on the ground much. 5'9", 135. We said, man, a lot of that is heart and brains. Got some quick feet. Peyton Pappas will take a hit, and he will bounce right up, look at you, and go back to his job. Five down linemen for the Chargers. They're coming after him again. He steps up in the pocket. He has a man down the middle of the field. Almost intercepted. As Marquez Hunter had to come back for that one. He's telling Pappas about it right now. He's saying, son, I had to step on him. Don't make me have to come back into the defense. James McZurk was out there for the Chargers. It's a pretty clean uniform on McZurk. You can see a couple of those here in the fourth quarter. 10:22 remaining to play, and they're up 58-21. Pappas with a quick toss into the left flat. That's Julius Walton. Walton escapes for 14 yards, and on second down, he crosses over the barrier at the 40. Tacks four more on. First down at the 36. Stepping up at the pocket. Pappas has a man deep. Double coverage. And running into the back of the defender will be Marquez Hunter. Marquez Hunter and Darius Cole have battled heavily. Have battled heavily during the course of the game. Darius Cole, a little pushing, shoving, grabbing. Marquez Hunter has done a little back to him. No flags on either of them thus far. But let me tell you, there could have been. That time, ball was just overthrown, and Marquez Hunter behind it and ran up the back of Darius Cole. Out of the pistol, hard count. Pappas, inside handoff to Julius Walton. Walton smacked at the line of scrimmage. He will get nothing. In fact, they will mark him right back at the 35-yard line. And that is where the ball will sit on third down. Give him a yard, be friendly, make it third down and nine. 9:40 remaining to play in this one. 58-21. Chris Casey's Red Wolves thought they were in it until the arm of Ty Penix, the speed of Jalen Smith, and the muscle of Montel Goods took him out of it. Here's Peyton Pappas. Nobody open. Taking himself. Across the 30. close to the 25 where the first down marker is. Steps out of bounds. About the 25 and a half. It's going to be mighty tight. Referee marks the ball and says, you know what, that's good enough for me. Mark it down, move the chains, keep it running. Peyton Pappas, not afraid to take it himself. 7'4", 5'9", 135-pound sophomore. Wasn't supposed to be the starter. Boy, they're happy to have him. He would have had a shot at the job. Not afraid to take it himself. Here's Jonathan Hall. Good safe catch on a slant from the big man at the 20. Rolls ahead for six more. Five more, rather. Tough night for Hall. Trying to get back on a roll. First down for the Red Wolves at the 15. A lot of clean jerseys in for the Chargers. Pappas rolling to his right. Picks up a block and back. Fakes the jump pass. Whoop, and now he's in trouble. Escapes once again. Throws a lateral intended back for Julius Walton. Whoa, there's a sophomore play for you. And it's going to be a fumble in the backfield. See who falls on top of it. And wow. You have to buy his lineman, L.J. Gordon, a snack in the lunchroom on Monday. Gordon gave him a nice block and then came back and recovered the fumble. Sophomore offensive lineman taking care of his sophomore classmate, making a sophomore mistake. Peyton Pappas just trying to do a little too much there. Got away. One of those big paws came up from the defensive lineman and grabbed him again, and he tried to make the Stanford band play with a late lateral to Julius Walton. Nobody more surprised than Walton. And with 8 minutes left to play in this one, 58-21 in favor of the Chargers. And there's a timeout on the field that will be taken by the Red Wolves as they're a little out of sorts. Chris Casey wants to talk it over. They're going to take a timeout. We're going to take it with them. 7:58 remaining to play here at the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. We're going to take a one-minute break. 58-21 in favor of the Chargers.
The Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway, presented by Seagroves Insurance, is off to a flying start. WCHL and Chapelboro.com are going to send two Carolina fans to New York City for two fun-filled days, then up to the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to cheer on the Tar Heels in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic. Did we mention there are 38 sponsor locations around town where you can register, including Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Lloyd Tire and Alignment, Atlantic Tire, Seagroves Nationwide Insurance. We're drawing finalists from each location each week for the next 5 weeks. You can also become a finalist by calling in to the WCHL morning, afternoon, and evening news every weekday by submitting entry online at chapelboro.com or on Chapelboro's Facebook page. Remember, you can enter via every entry method in every sponsor location once each week, including Cameron's, Carolina 1663, Carborough Family Medicine, and Central Dermatology. It's the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway, presented by Seagrove Nationwide Insurance. Get your entries in now.
Hey, welcome back. Quick trap. Peyton Pappas from the 15-yard line. Strike to Marquez Hunter. Goes in backwards. Last two. Touchdown. Red Wolves. Brandon Paris, the recipient of a good snap and a good hold. Makes the score 58-28 with just under 8 minutes to play as the Red Wolves do mount the drive, find a nice rhythm. They find Julius Walton on the ground. Peyton Pappas once again managing the game so incredibly well. When they find their rhythm, it's really been a story of two teams. There's this discombobulated team that shoots themselves in the foot and has mental lapses and silly penalties. And then there is this sleek offensive unit that really runs like a well-oiled machine. A good mix of plays, short passes, throws down the middle. Pappas with naked bootlegs, escaping the rush. And then the running of, you know, the inside handoff to Julius Walton when they want to throw everybody off balance coming out of the slot. And this team moves right down the field. But it has been the inability, the defensive unit of the Red Wolves, to stop this Charger offense with any regularity, and the penalties and turnovers that that have really killed the Red Wolves' opportunity for what would be the biggest upset in two seasons at Cedar Ridge High School. 58-28, the advantage is 30. Here's the onside kick, big bouncer. Chargers, ball's loose. Red Wolves trying to cover it. Great job of recovery by Michael Queen, running back of the Hanstein in there, along with Jacob Fowler. Fowler and Queen had it bounce right over their head. Outstanding, outstanding onside kick by Ferris. Just what you want to do. You want it to go about 7 yards, take a first hop, and then take a quick skip and have a bigger hop, almost a charity hop, after 10. He got it to do just what he wanted. End over end. Second end dug in and bounced over the head of Queen and Fowler, and then they were able to cover it before the Red Wolves were able to get there. New quarterback in the game for the Chargers. That'll be Jacob Fowler. Fowler seeing duty after limited time over the first five games. Ty Penix getting a well-earned rest. Jacob Fowler will take this Charger team the rest of the way. 7:40 remaining to play in the contest. 58-28. Favor of Northwood. A lot of clean jerseys in there for the Chargers. We'll try and bring them to them. Montel Woods, not one of them. A little misread there. Wesley King, junior wide receiver. Worley thought he was going to go down and out. Wesley King said, nope, I'm going to go down and in. That's where the empty space is. The miscommunication results in an incomplete pass. And it will be third down and 15. As Fowler comes back to the line. Kenton Edwards coming back into the game along with Noah Myrie, junior wide receiver, receiving his first experience. Kenton Edwards in the slot to the right side. Montel Goods in the slot left. Trips to the left. Quick shot. Montel Goods across the middle. Catches the ball at the 38. Bowling ahead. Carrying three defenders with him. Going to get across the 45 to the 48-yard line and a first down. A dart thrown by Jacob Fowler. Gratefully received by Montel Goods. He'll take it another nine on the ground, and it's a first down on a 16-yard completion to almost midfield. It's Jacob Fowler saying, I can play this game too. Come back out. New receiver in the game is Tyler Whitaker, junior wide receiver, joined by Chris Monroe, another junior. A whole bunch of junior receivers here in this offensive set. Bill Renner's going to have a lot to work with next year, including Ty Penix. Pass across the middle, whoop, a pump fake, and he didn't look off his receiver. Almost results in a pick six. As Chris McCoy was there, he had visions of taking that one back. One thing that a young quarterback needs to learn how to do, and it's the easiest opportunity for an interception, got to look off your primary receiver. Chris McCoy just following Fowler's eyes there and led the ball right into his jersey. Here's Fowler. Second and 10. Under pressure. Pump fake. Going left now. Going to take it himself. Go up the middle. Fowler. 13 yards on a quarterback keeper. Forced out of the pocket, he does not step around. Not nearly as quick to the lateral. Not nearly as quick to lateral movement as Ty Penix, but he can run straight ahead. That's the wide receiver in him. 13-yard carry brings the ball to the 37-yard line of the Red Wolves. Chargers on a roll. Back to the pistol now. Montel Goods to his right. He'll take the handoff. Rumble straight ahead. Come across the 35-yard line. Still on his feet. Still on his feet. And finally brought down at the 29. Always makes me chuckle whenever I see a running back that is in the grasp of three defenders but insists on getting that extra yardage. Bill Renner would always say that is an intentional mistake. If you drop the ball, do not fumble the ball if you refuse to go down. That is an intentional error. You could have gone down, but you fumbled the ball. Montel Goods hangs on, tucks it away. His carry good for 7 yards, brings up second down on a short three. Back to throw, and throw it across the middle to Kenton Edwards. Edwards breaks loose at the 7, and he will waltz into the end zone. Wow! A dart from Jacob Fowler finds Kenton Edwards streaking across the middle of the field at the left hash mark, gets him at the 9. Kenton Edwards takes it the rest of the way past 3 defenders, untouched. 5:30 remaining to play in this one. Jacob Fowler comes into the backup quarterback slot. Chargers don't miss a beat. Jonathan Pena in to do the honors. Long count. Snap. Hold. Pena. Good as gold. Puts the uprights in a 5:30 remaining to play here in the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. 65-28. Chargers stretching it out. Jacob Fowler at the controls. We're going to take a quick break. Catch our breath. 5:30 remaining to play in this one. The WCHL High School Football Game of the Week comes to you from Cedar Ridge High School. Red Wolves down 65-28. They will not get that zero out of the win column this week.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Remaining to play in this one at Cedar Ridge High School, and Chris Casey can't get out of here fast enough. First quarter looked like Chris Casey's Red Wolves are going to make a game out of this. They hung tough until this Chargers offense got into gear and just rolled over Cedar Ridge. Seeing the difference now between the speed and depth of a team that's really comfortable in 3A and doesn't have players playing both ways in Northwood, and a team in Cedar Ridge that really makes the most of the ammunition they have but still has 5, 6, sometimes 7 kids playing both ways and doesn't quite have the depth and the speed that this Northwood team has. And you see it on offense, you see it on defense. Speed is the one factor that you can't compensate for. And with 5:30 remaining to play here in this contest, 65-28 favor the Chargers. First kick was from the 40. It was a dart that actually hit the up man for the Red Wolves, but they were offside, the Chargers were. And once again, Castro put this one with a left foot. And this kick bounces at the 10, rolls to the 5, and then Julius Walton just kind of left it alone, and it trickled into the end zone. You know that Chris Casey was going, will somebody please turn around and make sure that goes across the line? Because we don't want anybody running down, picking that thing up, and getting a one-yard touchdown. That's already happened today. Red Wolves have been victim on fumbles and misplays. Julius Walton fumbled the opening kickoff. Then Walton and Peyton Pappas mishandled a handoff in the backfield, worked to the benefit of Trent Klein, who gathered it up and went 32 yards into the end zone. Here's a fumble on the handoff, and it's picked up once again by Jay Williams. Jay Williams scoops a fumble off the turf and rolls 20 yards into the end zone for a defensive touchdown for the Chargers. If I'm Bill Hall, I go looking for wallets after this game. Everything has gone right for the Chargers. 2 defensive touchdowns off of fumble recoveries. It doesn't happen. Trent Klein scoops one up in the first half, goes 32 yards, gets a charity hop, sprints into the end zone. Jay Williams, last week was senior day. He gets his present a week later. The senior defensive lineman, 5'11", 295, The big men love that. Line drive, extra point by Jonathan Pena. This thing never spun. Just over the crossbar. He's crushed one off the left, upright that fell over the bar. Hit a knuckleball that just barely made it over the bar. And then this one is a line drive that just goes over the crossbar once again. This is basketball season, 72-28. 5:20 remaining to play here at Cedar Ridge. Chris Casey may ask for the running clock for the remainder of this fourth quarter. Referee's over and talking to the Cedar Ridge sideline. With 5:20 remaining to play, we'll see if Casey indeed decides to throw in the towel and have a running clock here for the last 5:20. 72-28. What looked like it had the possibility of an upset in the first half, in the first quarter. Absolutely not. As this Chargers offense has absolutely redeemed themselves after a horrible showing at home on Senior Day against Northwood. Ground ball, three hops. Fielded at the 38 by the up man, like James McZurich, falling on that one for the Red Wolves. Going to run the clock. Just over 5 minutes remaining in this one. Just over 5 minutes remaining in our broadcast. We're going to try and get a quick look at stats after a break when the final whistle blows. Maybe a quick chat with head coach Bill Hall from the Chargers. And then we'll get out of here. If you are interested in the merits double, as we see James McZurich get a 7-yard carry on first down. Jeff Hamlin is at Orange tonight. The second part of our Merits Double, sponsored by Merits General Store. Check that out online at chapelboro.com. All broadcasts on WCHL Championship Sports are carried online as well at chapelboro.com. Anthony Upchurch is, correction, that's Brett Ferguson, is in it's like Justin Worley is in at quarterback for the Red Wolves. Handoff goes straight ahead. And another fumble. Another fumble and another recovery. This time, Elijah Washington, junior defensive lineman, falls on this one as Ferguson was unable to get the handoff to his running back, Dante Scott. Red Wolves turn it over once again. 3 minutes, running clock, 72-28. Chargers turned this one into a laugher. Big points in the second quarter and then just kept it rolling in the second half. Jacob Fowler in at quarterback will hand off to Montel Goods, who has done an outstanding job taking over for Kadarius Roan. He breaks free at the 31, down the left sideline, over the 20, pushed out of bounds at the 18. You'd like to think Bill Renner and Bill Hall would say, you know what, Montel, go ahead and take a break. You've run the whole game. But they really don't have much in the way of a running attack. It's Kadarius Roan and Montel Goods. They're going to put Kenton Edwards in the backfield, in the pistol here, with Jacob Fowler. Tyler Whitaker and Chris Monroe seeing their time extended here with the blowout at 72-28. They will be wide to the right side. Roberson. Wide left in the slot. Here's Kenton Edwards. Spin at the five. Wow. Kenton Edwards is going to go in from 19 yards out. Goes off left tackle. Broke outside at the 10. Beautiful spin move at the 5 to get away from the defensive back. Kenton Edwards will go in a 19-yard touchdown with 1:30 and running remaining to play in this game. It is unlikely that the Chargers will have to kick off again. 78-28. Pena will come on to keep intact his perfect string of extra points. In fact, he's only missed one field goal. He's 3 of 4. 26, 36, and 39. Hold. Place. Good. Once again, 79-28. Clock will continue to run. It does not appear as though the Chargers will have an opportunity to kick this one off, as mercilessly this one will come to a close. Running clock, authorized by head coach Chris Casey, 35 seconds. I want to thank Kim Hall, wife of head coach Bill Hall from Northwood. Every week we get a rundown and statistics from Kim via email. Any game that she is at, Carrboro, senior night at Northwood against Orange, and tonight against Cedar Ridge here in the Red Wolves' Den, she just does a wonderful job of keeping statistics and sharing them with us, especially on a night when I'm solo in the box with Matt Paul down on the sideline. We want to thank her for all of her help. There are times when she has the toughest job in all of area sports. Tonight is not one of them. Kim may actually drive home with Bill tonight. So thank you to Kim Hall. As the clock has struck zero on this Red Wolves attempt to get their first victory, 79-28 is the final score. As the Red Wolves fall to the Chargers. Quick stats, and then we're going to go down and speak with head coach Bill Hall just as quick as we possibly can. Matt Paul down there waiting to speak to him. As we will bring you some stats and then try and get out of here just as fast as we can. For Ty Penix, another outstanding night. 27 of 40. 27 of 40 for Ty Penix. Puts up 335 yards in the air. Three touchdowns, including a long of 50 yards. Including a long of 50 yards to his favorite target, Jalen Smith. Jalen Smith with a gaudy 10 catches for 125 markers. Two touchdowns. But it was a big, big night. A big, big night for the Chargers offense as they shake off the taste of that loss against Orange High School. Listen to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week, 79-28, your final score at Cedar Ridge. Matt Paul down on the sideline waiting for Bill Hall. Bring you some quick statistics here. Montel Goods taking over for Kadarius Roan. Kadarius Roan had a nagging knee injury. Bill Hall deciding to rest him this week and keep him healthy for the rest of the Carolina Big 8 Conference season. But Montel Goods coming in his stead, 26 carries, 206 yards, 25 for a loss, so give him a 181 net. Three touchdowns, a long of 57, average 7 yards a carry. Just an outstanding night for Montel Goods. Most importantly, didn't put the ball on the floor. No turnovers. Ty Penix had to run the ball five times, gains 24 yards, no touchdowns for him. Kenton Edwards was able to run the ball one time for 18, and he did get a touchdown. Again, Ty Penix, 27 of 40 for 335 and three TDs. Jacob Fowler came in a relief role, coming right out of the bullpen, throwing 3 for 5, 46 yards, and threw for a touchdown. Fowler had himself, a heck of a night on all nine receivers for the Chargers, getting into the action, of course, led by Jalen Smith, 10 catches for 125. Ima Udo had five catches for 72, but most of that was in garbage time. Jacob Fowler had two outstanding catches for 39 yards. The touchdowns, of course, go to John Atwater, Kenton Edwards in the air, and, of course, Jalen Smith catching two in the air. But over on the Cedar Ridge side, it was Julius Walton with nine carries for 23 yards. It's a little deceptive there. Peyton Pappas had to run the ball 11 times, and he had a 23-yard loss and another 19-yard loss for 45 when he was sacked three times. But really, he gained 38 yards on 11 carries, or 38 yards on eight carries, and had himself a pretty good evening. We're going to head down to the field where Matt Paul is with head coach Bill Hall. Matt?
Okay, Coach Hall, 78-28 final. What's your first take on that?
I told him at halftime we had to get better. Way too many drop passes is too many blown coverage this first half. I think we did a much better job the second half. So, we're 1-1 in the conference now. We'll get ready for Oxford Webb next Friday night.
Pretty nice bounce back from last week. I know you don't like to reflect too much on previous losses, but a pretty nice bounce back.
Yeah, we'll take it. Again, we got to keep getting better each and every week, and it is a nice bounce back. Anytime you come off a loss and get a victory the next Friday night, it's a good feeling.
And what were you most impressed about tonight with your team?
Honestly, I think the way our defense came out the second half and played a lot better ball game than the first half. And offensively, I think after the first quarter, with our drop passes in the first quarter, I think offensively we started clicking a little bit better from that point on. And it'd be nice to get Kadarius back next week and one of our old linemen, Jarman, back next week, and hopefully everybody be healthy next week.
Ty as well?
Yeah, Ty played great tonight. I mean, he did a really good job, and he probably had another 50 yards on the table from drop passes. So, we should hopefully be 100% next week.
Thanks, Coach Hall. We'll see you next week.
Head coach Bill Hall of the Northwood Chargers, as they move to 5-1 on the season, shaking off that loss to Orange and posting a big 79-28 victory against the Red Wolves of Cedar Ridge High School. Once again, it was the Chargers on top early, and they were able to maintain that advantage. Cedar Ridge not able to get within two touchdowns, as a 48-21 halftime score only got worse in the second half. Final score 79-28. You've been listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. On the sidelines, Matt Paul. Thank you in the studio to Alex Curley. Up in the box, Paul Connell bringing you the action. We thank you for joining us. Again, from Cedar Ridge High School, home of the Red Wolves, they dropped 0-6 as Chris Casey still trying to get this team to get that zero out of the win column. You've been listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Once again, for Alex Curley in the studio, Matt Paul on the sideline, this is Paul Connell wishing you good night, everybody.